بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: بينما جبريل عليه السلام قاعد عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سمع نقيضا من فوقه فرفع رأسه فقال: هذا باب من السماء فتح اليوم ولم يفتح قط إلا اليوم، فنزل في منه ملك فقال: هذا ملك نزل إلى الأرض لم ينزل قط إلا اليوم، فسلم وقال: أبشر بنورين أوتيتهما لم يؤتهما نبي قبلك، فاتحة الكتاب وخواتيم سورة البقرة، لن تقرأ بحرف منها إلا أعطيته. رواه مسلم. This hadith, most of it we discussed already. Just to recap, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma said that once Jibreel alayhi salam was sitting with Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a sound was heard from above, he raised his head and said that this is a door to the heavens which has been opened today. It has not been opened before this, and an angel has descended. This angel said, and then he said that this angel descended to the earth. This is the first time. Before this angel has never descended. Angel made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gave him glad tidings. He said, I have given you glad tidings of two illuminations, two lights. We discussed this already. One is the noor on the day of judgment, Bushrakum al-Yawma Jannat. Allah Ta'ala mentions of a basharat, a glad tidings. On the day of judgment, some will be guided with light in front of them. And the second light is the noor of what we call hidayat, which enables us to distinguish between what is haq, truth, and what is falsehood. In other words, a guiding light in this world. By pondering over the meanings of these two revelations, two lights, Surah Fatiha and the closing verses of Surah Baqarah, the whole Surah Baqarah itself, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَخْذُهَا baraka, تَرْكُهَا حَسَرَةً لا يستطيعوها البطلة. He said to hold on to Surah Baqarah is barakah, is blessings. To abandon it will only be regret. And the forces of those that want to harm you, whether it is amongst the people that practice sihr, black magic, whatever it may be, they are not able to withstand the power of this surah. One riwayat, it comes Surah Baqarah and Surah Ala Imran. So, in this hadith, we learn that the closing verses of Surah Baqarah and Surah Fatiha are a special light. Like I mentioned, one is light in the hereafter, the other is the light of hidayat in this world by pondering over its meaning. And then the special virtue that is mentioned in this hadith, لَن تَقْرَ بِحَرْفٍ مِّنْهَا إِلَّا أُعْتِيتَهُ. You will not read any letter of these surahs except that Allah Ta'ala will grant you what you are asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We delved into the meaning of Surah Fatiha, that the latter part of it in fact is dua, and so this meaning is emphasized, that the dua that you are asking in Surah Fatiha, اِنْدِنَا السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Allah Ta'ala is granting you this. هذا لعبدي ولعبدي ما سأل, as we find in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif. Likewise with the closing verses of Surah Baqarah, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. And then we find thereafter seven du'as which you are making. رَبَّنَا لَا تُعَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا وَأَخْطَعْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. 7 دعاز you are asking Allah. That, Ya Allah, do not cause me to bear a burden that I cannot bear. Do not afflict me with the burdens that the nations of the past were afflicted with. Ya Allah, forgive me. Overlook my weaknesses, my shortcomings. Embrace me with your mercy. Protect me from the disbelieving nations. So, ulama says, سَبْعُ جُمَلٍ دُعَائِيَّ 7 du'as you are making. And this angel gives Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the glad tidings. لَنْ تَقْرَ بِحَرْفٍ مِّنْهَا إِلَّا أُعْتِيْتَهُ Not one letter of these du'as that you are making, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to grant it to you. So, one is to value this, and over and above that, read it with this conviction. Look at the special intizam and system that was put into place with regards to the revelation of Surah Fatiha and the closing verses of Surah Baqarah from Aman al-Rasul to the end, that an angel that never descended before, a door of the heaven that was never opened before, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being told that these are two special lights, his ummah was given, no other ummah preceding this ummah was given that. Under this chapter, Fadailul Qur'an, the virtues of the Qur'an, we come to the closing sub-heading that Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought. He has kept it brief, but it is a very interesting subheading and something that we have touched upon quite a few times throughout this entire chapter. Qur'an, the virtue of it, we can't possibly even glean or understand. But very, very important for us to realize that for us to benefit from the Qur'an, we have to understand the Qur'an. Learn the Qur'an, teach the Qur'an, propagate the Qur'an, make the da'wat of the Qur'an. So, like I said, very interesting closing chapter Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings. Babu istihbabil ijtima'i ala al-qira'ah. The chapter which deals with the virtue of collectively getting together to read the Qur'an. And this concept we have mentioned previously also. Qari'ul Qur'an, reading the Qur'an in the context of Sahaba was not what we understand to be reading Qur'an. We understand reading Qur'an, open the Qur'an, make tilawat. Qira'a in the time of Sahaba meant comprehension. It meant understanding the Qur'an. So the hadith which he brings, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا اجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ In our, mashallah, Jamaat circles, almost every day when we gather for ta'aleem, this particular hadith is mentioned. In it, 4 special virtues. What is the action that draws these virtues, this reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Abu Hurairah narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no group of people will gather in any of the houses of Allah, in other words, the masajid. Ulama mentioned, even though masjid is mentioned here, it doesn't mean that this virtue is restricted or confined to a masjid. It can be a place of salah, it can be even a place of Islamic learning, can be even a maktab, can even be your house. So no group of people gathers in any of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and engages in what? Yatluna kitab Allah. They recite the Qur'an, وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ and learn and teach the Qur'an amongst themselves. So, importance of reciting Qur'an and learning from the Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun. This is a kitab, a book. Anzalnahu ilayk. We have revealed it upon you. Mubarakun. It is blessed. Why we have revealed it? Liyadabbaru ayati waliyatadhakkara ulul albab. So that you make tadabbur. So that you learn and comprehend its meaning, its signs. وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And so that the people of intelligence take heed from the Qur'an. By mere recitation, you are not gonna ponder and reflect over its meaning. Neither is it going to rot change in your life. Change in your life means أَحَلَّ حَلَالَ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَ. We find in other hadith, what the Qur'an made halal, make it halal in your life. What the Qur'an made haram, make it haram in your life. So if you gather, however, there is one caveat. We find that, unfortunately, throughout the ages, there have always been fitnas that come about. One fitna is the self-study of the Qur'an. Where we hear of these groups or societies gathering together, sometimes men and women together, intermingling. Then a woman stands up and says, you know what, I think this verse means this. And then somebody else stands up, I think this verse means that. That is totally prohibited. Quran has to be studied. We have to learn the Quran, but there is a system. Learn the Quran, the first source is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then obviously the accepted Mufassirin and commentators of the Quran. And mashallah, today, nowadays, there are many, many reliable translated commentaries of the Quran. So we have to stay within the daira of that. We have to stay within the boundaries of that and not go beyond that. Very severe warning is found in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for self-studying the Quran and giving your own opinion about what the verses mean. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقَعْدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. That's a person who does that should prepare his abode in Jahannam. But we find that this type of thing unfortunately very often occurs. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a warning, don't self-study the Qur'an. Sometimes in trying to protect ourselves from this one warning, we go to extremes. Where we say, okay, you're not supposed to self-study the Qur'an, so don't study the Qur'an at all. Just read the Qur'an. In it is your protection. The warning was not given for that reason. We have to be balanced in our approach. Warning from self-study, but from authentic, reliable sources, learning from the Qur'an, learning from the ulama, etc. This is something that is strongly encouraged. It's very, very important. We don't want to terminate this chapter, mashallah, brothers. For almost months now we've been hearing the virtue of the Qur'an, at least this much shauq, inclination, the seed should be planted in our hearts. That particularly the surahs that you are reading over and over again in your salah, in your daily wazaif, etc. Let us familiarize ourselves, let us acquaint ourselves with the beauty of the Qur'an by productively, under the guidance of the ulama or from authentic tafaseer and commentaries, let us try and learn what these verses mean. Let us introduce them into our lives. The virtue, we can't even count. We find in this hadith, يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. Read the Qur'an, وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ. And learn. This will refer to any bayan also on the Qur'an. It will refer to any dars. It will refer to our daily ta'lim that we do in the masjid. All these various virtues which are mentioned, we've run out of time. Inshallah, we'll continue.